Michael Jones joins us here in the 2SER Breakfast Studios to let us know about some of the Hollywood fare he sampled this week. Morning, Michael. How are you?
Hollywood and Australian fare. Ooh. Yes. Two movies featuring more than a fairy dusting of magical realism today. One set in a small town just outside of Alice Springs that looks like no small town you've ever seen just outside Alice Springs. And the other set possibly in New York State, but the exterior locations look way too much like California for me. Let's start with A Big Bold Beautiful Journey, which comes out today, starring Colin Farrell from In Bruges, Lobster, The Banshees of Inisherin, and Margot Robbie from Barbie fame, Wolf of Wall Street, and Neighbours, of course. Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag and Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny turn up, as does Kevin Kline from A Fish Called Wanda and Dave. This one's directed by a guy called Koganada. Just one name, singular. He's made films like Columbus and After Yang. Now, it's about two strangers, David, played by Farrell, and Sarah, played by Robbie. They meet at a friend's wedding, and thanks to some very weird GPS technology in their rental cars, end up on, you guessed it, a big, bold, beautiful journey.
Wow.
If the words magical realism give you the shudders, this might not be the film for you, as the journey the two characters take is one to pivotal moments in their pasts that have since come to define their respective characters. Colin Farrell, David, opens a door and suddenly he's back at high school as a 15-year-old. Sarah, played by Robbie, opens a door and she's in a hospital getting some health news about her mother. And that's all I'll say about that. They might not be for you, but what could have been very smarmy and cliched is put together in a pretty subtle and almost dispassionate way. There's no swelling music. There's no poking the audience, telling them like he, she is having a revelation right here, or he and she, they're about to kiss or whatever. It's much more subtle than that. A Big Bold Beautiful Journey is being marketed as a romance due to two very photogenic stars. Mm. Is there going to be romance? You'll just have to watch the movie. But there's certainly going to be a lot of pain along the way as David and Sarah come to terms with past events, both within and outside their control, and their respective decisions based on those events that have created the characters they've since become. Yes, it seems David and Sarah need to learn to love themselves first to enable themselves to open up to somebody else. Look, if you're expecting a cookie-cutter rom-com, you'll probably find this movie a tough watch. Whilst Farrell and Robbie are charming and bounce off each other quite naturally, there's much more self-reflection than rom or com. I'm not sure if Barbie fans will be up for this one, but if you're willing to take the cinematic road less travelled, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey is one well worth taking.
No rom, no com, but hopefully not a bomb. What was the other movie you went and saw this week?
I saw a movie called Kangaroo. This one's starring Ryan Coore from Holding the Man and The Water Diviner, Deborah Mailman from Offspring, The Sapphires and Brand New Day, and Lily Whiteley in her feature film debut. Look out for Brooke Satchwell, Roy Billing, Wayne Blair and Ernie Dingo as local characters. Ryan Coore plays Chris Masterman, a vacuous, disgraced TV weatherman who, after being cancelled, ends up in a small town just outside Alice Springs after hitting a kangaroo in his car and taking care of the orphaned Joey. In this remarkably colourful town, he meets Charlie, played by Whiteley, a young girl who's missing her recently deceased father, but also has a special connection to kangaroos. I saw this film with a couple of plus ones, Malini and Freya, who are pretty much the target audience for this movie, so I thought I'd give you their impressions.
We'll start with you, Malini. What did you think of Kangaroo?
It was great. The setting was beautiful and the little kangaroos were so cute. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to really hug them. And Roger was very,
interesting.
Yeah, that word.
And who was Roger?
Roger was the big boy kangaroo and he kept kicking one of the main characters. Because for some reason the main character was kind of stupid enough to just keep fighting with him.
Freya, what did you think of the film?
I really liked the film and, like, the setting was really lovely, but not all of it was very realistic to, like, what a town would look like, but it was very beautiful and I really liked the plot to it.
Why do you say the town wasn't very realistic?
There were certain things that just weren't quite like how it would be in like a real town. Like they only had like one shop, which makes sense, but then they also had like a fruit shop in the background and stuff, and there was like certain shops that you just wouldn't find in the middle of nowhere.
Have you been out to the middle of nowhere?
No, but I know what it would be like.
So who were your favourite characters in the film?
My favourite characters was definitely Charlie, because she was like the younger girl who really made a change. There were some times where she's kind of rude to her mum and it made me feel a little bit annoyed because it's like, why are you being mean? But I liked her, and I liked the grandma because she was just like always there telling her husband what to do. But I also really liked the kangaroos because they were really cute.
What about you, Melanie? Who was your favourite character or favourite characters?
Probably the same as Fred, but instead of the grandma, the grandpa, because I really liked him.
Did you like Chris?
Sort of.
Only sort of? Why only sort of? What was wrong with him?
Because he only cared about himself until Charlie made him, like, you know, better
change.
Would you recommend this film for other kids?
Definitely. I think the way that it's set and just the way it's made, it makes a really good movie, though there have been some times that it kind of annoys me because they were, like, very, like, you can tell what's going to happen next scenes. But there were lots of good scenes that were really interesting. And it's good because it's also based off of and inspired by a true story.
What about you, Melanie? Would you recommend this to other kids?
Definitely. Just definitely. It's a fun movie. It's, like, it's talking about friendships and how you can, like, help animals.
Anything else you'd like to add, either of you?
No.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time.
That was Melanie and Freya, who both enjoyed Kangaroo, so maybe you might want to pop a couple of Joeys into your pouch and hop along to your local multiplex and catch it yourself.
That's one of your best, pop a couple of Joeys into your pouch and hop along. Michael Jones, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Pleasure.